traitors of the early one. You can worship on the northern when the guides in the sails. Star bright, you go forth in the light like a rock. Turn this crazy bird around. Should I
traveling to town, we'll be down and about you, guiding the night. this party to the side. What a sorry face you get to wear. I'm gonna tell you again now, if you're still listening there, if you're driving into town with a dark night in London, dialing the number who's bound to love you. If you're lying on the beach with the drinks just a-going, keep on the sand, cause honey, the world's still flowing. If your head says forget it, but your heart's still smoking, call me at the station.
Any reason to resume, and Thank you.
There's a man who's been out sailing in a decade full of dreams, and he takes her to his schooner, and he treats her like a queen, and beads from California with her amber stones and green. He has called her from the harbor, he has kissed her with his freedom, he has heard her off to starboard.
Thank you. you're feeding us a lot of energy up here, and we all appreciate that. To a party in New York City.
Yay!
There were a lot of kind of celebrated people there in various fields of entertainment. We all had dinner in a small dining room that was totally covered in mirrors. Mirrors on the ceilings, mirrors on the walls, mirrors on the floor. All the furniture was transparent. The chairs were transparent. The plates were transparent. And the chopsticks were transparent. The food was transparent. And halfway through the evening, I started to feel like a piece of cellophane myself. And I looked around at everybody else, and although everybody had their front up there pretty good, you know, I had the feeling that everybody was feeling a little transparent. About 3 hours into the party, this guy came bursting through the doors, and he was well known for being a funny person. He looked very serious that particular night, looked kind of anxious, and he looked around at the room and he said, "What is humor? I mean, what is humor?" It started this whole debate, you know, what nationalities had humor basically ingrained in their genetic system, what ones didn't. Did Americans have humor? Did Canadians have humor? Did Israelis have humor? And finally, he turned to me, and with a really serious look and kind of one eyebrow cocked, he looked at me and he said, "And what do you think of humor, Joni?" God. So I drew a total blank. I said, "Look, you know, I'll write you a letter in a couple of weeks, you know."
Keeping the same.
looking for something to set me free. Oh, the jealousy, the greed is the unraveling, and it tears the unraveling, but it undoes all the joy that could be. I wanna have fun, I wanna shine like the sun, wanna be the one you wanna see, wanna knit you a sweater, wanna write you a letter.
TV screen light, I drew a map of Canada.
woke up in Los Angeles, and I looked around at the place that I was living in and all the junk that I'd accumulated. I couldn't believe it. You know, just everywhere dust catchers, you know, ornaments and souvenirs and claptrap and tchotchkes everywhere. And I decided that it was time for a change. It was really time for a radical uprooting in my life that I'd been talking a long time about, getting back to the garden, which, you know, and there I was, you know, up to my sinuses in smog every day. And so I went up to Canada. I bought some land by the sea. I bought a few acres and started to build a house. The house was built out of total paranoia and virtue creepdom. It was like a reform school. It was built with really hard furniture so that I would correct my posture. It was like, and there was no architect on it, and the old stonemason that I got to help me build it kept saying, "Look at it, it's turning into a church. I mean, you don't want to live in a church, you know?" Because as we built it, the steep of the roof kept getting higher and higher, and we ripped off the roof 3 times, so I finally compromised on when it was sort of like this instead of like this, you know. I took no mirrors with me. I was going to try and cure myself of vanity. I was going to do yoga and meditate. I was going to be a Buddhist and a Catholic and everything, all at the same time. Mainly, I just wanted to be sort of life-supporting, you know, like I wanted to have a row of beans and a row of artichokes and even a banana tree in a terrarium, anything. So one night I was sitting up there in the shack that I was living in while the house was being built, and I was knitting myself a winter coat and feeling guilty because I hadn't carded and spun the wool myself. And all of a sudden outside the door I heard this sound. It was like only a lot of little hands, like applauding, you know. And so I came out of the door and took a bow. Now I looked up, and there was a strange tree that grows up there. Well, actually it grows all along the west coast in British Columbia. It's called the Arbutus tree, and it's called sort of a country cousin of the Amanzanita, if you know what that is. It's a smooth bark tree, and it's really independent. It's so independent that in Vancouver they had a street called Arbutus Street, which appropriately they wanted to line with Arbutus trees, so they went out and they dug a few up and transplanted them 2 days, and they just all keeled over, you know. But they come up naturally in the toughest place that you'd think that anything would want to come up. They come up straight out of the granite, leaning out to sea. And they come out all gnarled, you know, and totally united with old growth and new growth. I mean, the tree has no generation gaps. I mean, old snarly gray things on this side, you know, and young sort of aggressive, you know, sappy kind of looking branches on the other side. And it even celebrates its own calendar, you know, like it decides that it wants to take autumn and August. That's cool, you know, so while all the other trees are flourishing, all its leaves turn bright yellow and fall to the ground. And the bark splits and peels off, and, you know, and then come winter, all the leaves come back out again and celebrate summer. So anyway, this tree was all frosted over, and all the leaves were reflecting the moon, and the sea was reflecting the moon, and they were brittle with ice, and they were all clapping together. It was beautiful, you know. So I watched that for a while, and then I went back in and turned on my television set. Tried to tune in one of those late night rock and roll shows, but I couldn't get very good reception on it, so I picked up the "So What?" I'm getting to that. So I picked up the guitar and started messing around with it, and this tune came out. heard it in the wind last night. It sounded like applause. Did you get around resounding for your way up here? Seems like many dim years ago since I heard that face to face, or seen you face to face, but tonight I can feel it here. I get these notes on butterflies and lilac sprays from girls who just have to tell me that they saw you somewhere. In some offices, a poet, and he trembles as he sings, and he asks some guy to circulate his soul around. On your mark, red ribbon runner, the caressing rev of motors, finely tuned like fancy women in 30s evening gowns. Up the charts, off to the airport, your name's in the news, everything's first class. The lights go down and it's just you up there, getting them to feel like that. Remember the days when you used to sit and make up your tunes for love, for your simple sorrow to the sound when you need. Now you're seen on giant screens and at parties for the press, and for people who have slices of you from the company. They toss around your latest golden egg speculation. Well, who's gonna know if the next one in the nest will bleed? Guess I seem ungrateful, but deep sunk in the hand, it brings me things I really can't give up just yet. Now I sit up here, the critic, and they introduce some band, but they seem so much confetti looking at them on my TV set. Oh, the power and the glory is when you're getting a taste for worship, they start ringing out that hand. ships crisscrossed and padlocked. Corridors spit on prayers and pleas. Sparks fly up from sweet violin. Shadow of lady leaves. Come with me, I know the way. She says it's down, 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 down the dark ladder. Doesn't matter if you come now or if you come on later. Red water in the bathroom sink, fever in the scum bowl. Blue steel still begging, but you know it's indistinct. Someone's heart by drum and jelly.
I got a black limousine and two. Thank you. Give and take. Still somehow it's love.
say I love you to someone right out loud. Dreams and schemes and circus crowds, I look at life that way. Now old friends are acting strange. They shake their